Dieser Podcast wird präsentiert von Krieghoff, Cleos Welt und Cleos Jagdwelt, Henrik Lott, Jagdschule Kretschmer, Part, Remfeld Precision Gun Care, Stille im Wald, MGH, Merkel Gschwenter Handels GmbH, Tramut Hinners, K&K Premium Jagd und Jagd und Hund.
Yes, welcome to a new podcast here at the Jagd und Hund 2025. Now it's in English, actually, because we have an English-speaking guest from Botswana, James Tebogo from Nkongo, Botswana. Welcome, James.
Thank you, Max.
What are we going to talk about?
In this podcast, I thought we'll talk about community livelihoods and their role in conservation.
Okay. I think that is a very, very nice topic. We had a couple of podcasts today that were generally about hunting and what the hunting does for the communities. So it will be very nice to hear your opinion about it.
Thank you, Max. First, I would like to talk about the roles of community, regional communities in hunting, and the benefits they get from hunting revenues. As a representative from Botswana, representing about 87 communities, which are literally into community trusts. Communities do benefit a lot from hunting activities in our country. Those revenues driven from hunting, they are channeled into communities through their community trusts to do rural developments, more especially in remote areas where there are no developments. But not only developments for the rural development for the people, but also these revenues, they are being channeled to enhance conservation developments in the country.
How important is hunting for those communities?
Hunting, it's one of the very important aspect, tourism aspect in our country, given that communities do benefit a lot, given that, as you may know, that the country might be one of the countries in Southern Africa which are really affected by unemployment, especially for the youth.
Yes.
Hunting has contributed to the economic growth, even creating employment for the people, helping the needy people, and even, some developments.
Some people and organizations will say that hunting is actually not putting any money into the communities. I've seen it myself in Namibia. I just talked to you that I was hunting in the Kaprivi near the Vundu, and I saw what the community actually has from the hunting itself. Can you explain that further?
Well, it's just, I don't know how should I put this, but these are just peddled rumors, disinformation, disinforming the world about hunting. Whereas those people, they don't have the real experience of hunting. Hunting, in my view, from the view and perspective of the communities I represent, hunting is one of the management tools that we use in our regulated hunting system, like for a country like Botswana. But I would say that given that at a time where the world is facing many crises, hunting has contributed to the GDP growth of the country. Not only the country, but even empowering the locals who are the custodians of those natural resources.
To explain this, I think it is nice to elaborate that without hunting, most of the animals are nuisance for the communities, right?
Yes.
So this means that the communities will actually try to get rid of all the animals and all the wildlife, because the wildlife is in direct conflict with their housing, with their animals, with their livelihood. Most of the little communities have cattle or sheep, which they live on. They have small areas where they grow wheat or corn that they live on from the whole year. And of course, if there's wildlife endangering their livelihood, then they will think about it as a nuisance and try to get rid of these animals. I think that hunting is contributing the major point to actually educate. I think education is a big problem, and I think it is important to educate those communities with the hunters' dollars in the end, so that they know how to let the animals alive or keep them alive for the big purpose, and not try to kill every animal that's on their ground. Do you agree to this?
Well, in my case scenario, looking at the perspective or the context of Botswana communities and those NGOs working with communities, we have organizations, mostly those they do specializing in capacity buildings, of which often they do trainings with communities, like outreaching local communities in rural settlements, like 2 to 3 months a while. They do. In fact, the message here is to educate communities and appreciate their conservation efforts, because we are talking about communities, those communities who have been residing and they have been saddled with this burden of coexisting with wild animals, while given the fact that living with wildlife animals, the cost of living with wildlife animals are very high than the rewards they get.
Yes.
But we do, because now that we have introduced this wildlife economy, where hunting is one of the more key areas where people, they see those benefits coming directly to communities. Now communities have begun to realize the importance of hunting and even the wildlife into their areas. So I would say that you can come to Botswana anytime and see, have a testimony like in communities like Mababe, where most of communities, they are benefiting from this wildlife economy, especially the trophy hunting.
What is your opinion about, for example, the German government that has probably never been to Botswana, and that they are trying to decide for you what to do with your animals and what you should do? What is your opinion about that?
I think that is the main problem we see with many governments, like foreign governments, especially given the fact that when you find at a time where the wildlife numbers are just ballooning, but all those is due to the efforts of those communities residing with those wildlife. I think with in an African perspective, it is very unfair. Whereas what they could do, I mean, we shouldn't be treated as our stakeholders, but in conservation, we should be treated as shareholders.
100%.
Where, I mean, in every decision making they make, it's important that they hear from the people. Human wildlife conflict is a real, real, real problem. But with the reward that communities get from these hunting activities, people have begun to have that sense of ownership that have de-escalated the human wildlife conflict. Though this happens on a daily basis.
Thank you very much for elaborating that. How do you treat the cases of actually human wildlife conflict? Like personally, how do you move forward with them?
With cases, because I am here on representing on the community perspective.
Yes.
From a community perspective, human wildlife conflict has been a really challenging scenario in many communities. But as the Ngamilian Council of Non-Governmental Organization, we do capacitate communities that this wildlife is more like of their properties.
Yes.
And one more other thing, as a country in Botswana, we do have schemes that the government uses to compensate for the losses that could have been done by wildlife.
What can we do as hunters to support this?
Well, we would really appreciate maybe appealing to the German hunters and the public at large to look to Africa's diamond, which is Botswana. We really need your support, especially in our hunting industries. We have that challenge that looking at the numbers, like less often we do receive guests from Europe, I would say. Most of our guests, rather they would come from the United States or the United Kingdom.
Yes.
So we are really overwhelmed with what we saw in this show today. And we would love that, since we are approaching the hunting season, maybe we could accommodate some of the German outfitters or hunters coming to our country.
I made you the offer that we can come to Botswana and do a project together, because for me, it is pure passion, and I want to make sure that future generations are able to come to Africa. I think that a lot of hunters don't think about Botswana as a country to go hunting, and I think this should be changed. And I think you gave a good talk today about this, and that's why I think it's a good idea if we can, as the industry, try to come more often to Botswana and try to educate our industry in the like hunting and hunters about Botswana and why Botswana is such a wildlife rich country.
Very true.
Thank you very much for coming today and explaining this about the community empowerment, and thank you very much for your time here.
Pleasure, Max.
Thank you.